The U.S. Coast Guard has operated in the Arctic for more than a century, but as the Maritime Agency plans for an increased presence in the region, it's taking stock of what its environmental impact will be in the Arctic in the years to come. KNOM's Matthew Smith reports.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been operating in the Arctic for over a century, but as the Maritime Agency plans for an increased presence in the region, it's taking stock of what its environmental impact will be in the Arctic in the years to come. Mike Dombowski is on the team drafting the Coast Guard's new environmental assessment for Alaska's District 17, which was released yesterday. The document looks at what increased training and patrols in the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas will mean for Arctic ecosystems.
What you might call day-to-day Coast Guard operations, doing patrols, search and rescue, aids to navigation, the other types of missions that we perform. Here's what we would see ourselves doing, and here's what we think the environmental impacts of those things are.
The assessment looks at the Coast Guard's plans for its broader Arctic presence from mid-March through mid-November in the years to come. Beyond summer training exercises in the region, exercises that the service has already conducted for several years running, the increased Arctic operations call for establishing safety zones around vessels exploring for oil, enforcing laws protecting endangered species and marine mammals, and poaching prevention of fish stocks and mineral deposits. The plan also calls for routine patrols of Arctic waters with the nation's two active icebreakers. Overall, the new assessment claims that the Coast Guard's impact on the Arctic will be minimal and finds an increased Coast Guard presence will have, quote, no significant adverse impacts on water quality, Arctic biology, cultural resources, and public safety. Even if their Arctic commitments increase, the bigger question for the Coast Guard may be one of resources. Andrew Hartzig directs the Arctic Program at the Ocean Conservancy, a nonprofit ocean advocacy group in Anchorage. He says an increased Coast Guard presence above the Arctic Circle is, on the whole, a good thing for the region, but he questions if the agency has what it needs to carry out its goals.
The limiting factor is clearly funding. Until the Coast Guard gets more funding specifically to engage in Arctic work, they're going to be resource limited in terms of the personnel and assets that they can bring to bear.
Despite continued calls from residents and organizations in the Arctic for plans and preparation for maritime disasters like an oil spill in Arctic waters, Dombowski says those are all questions for a different assessment to answer.
Oil spill response is such a huge, big enough thing that it really deserves its own document, and that document and supporting stuff is being done right now.
For now, the Coast Guard plans to tour its new environmental assessment statewide, with plans to visit Anchorage, Kotzebue, Nome, and Barrow in the coming weeks. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.